This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. DJ Remute recently released his latest album, Technotomistic, and what makes this album unique is he released it as a cartridge to be played on the Sega Genesis. DJ Remute is an electronic music producer and techno DJ. He joins me today to explain how he uses the technology of yesterday to promote the music of today. Thanks for joining me, Remute.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, how long have you been a DJ?
I put out my first record, Hypno Console, in 2002 already, when I was still in school.
Wow.
I was 17 years old. I think I'm touring since 2006 when I put out my first album, my first full-length album, called also Remute, just. And since then, since 2006, I'm touring regularly as a DJ and as also as a live performer. Mainly in Europe, but occasionally also in the States. I've already been to some cities.
So one of the main reasons I have you on here today is because of your latest album. It's on a Sega cartridge. Why'd you do that?
I thought I need to make something that is very different from the other music releases. I need to do something that is very technologic. And I always wanted to reclaim techno music as the most technologic music out there. So I thought I need to put out something on a chip. Sega console is actually a great synthesizer. You can use it as a synthesizer. I thought I'm going to put out my album on a Sega cartridge because I always liked the sound of the Sega synthesizer. And this is something I wanted to do since the beginning of the year. But it wasn't possible technically. So it became possible a few months ago. So I decided to do this.
How difficult was it to put all your music onto a Sega cartridge? How big were the files?
It was pretty different than my way to work on music before, because actually I had to program the music. I had to write all the notes and all the events happening in music. And I think it's more music programming than jamming. It was very different because I had to deal with 4 megabytes of data storage, the Sega cartridge. And so I had to really compress all the data to a minimum. And I've managed to do this finally. I'm very happy with the results.
Now, I've heard that you've done other things, like you use floppy disks to put your albums on. Why the old mediums?
Actually, the floppy disk album Limited that came out in 2017 is a kind of first step towards this album I was doing. This was a kind of exercise to compress data. I've chosen the old mediums because it's a very interesting task to work around the limitations. It really helps the creativity. It really helps to focus on certain elements in the track that they are very important and leave out all elements that are not important.
Now I'm curious, when you do a live gig, how do you incorporate the floppy disk and Sega cartridge?
I did some DJ sets with floppy disks last year, and I've used a Commodore Amiga computer. This is also a very old computer from the 90s or from the 80s. And there are actually some pretty nice homebrew programs on them. And these programs allow me to mix files that are saved on floppy disks. This way I was able to do also DJ sets incorporating floppy disks. But for my upcoming live gigs, I think I will use the Mega Drive as a synthesizer. It will be a very interesting setup. I will have a few Mega Drives with me. It will play as a kind of orchestra, and I'm very curious how this will work. But I think by the end of this year, I'm going to tour with Mega Drive. It's called Genesis in the USA. Sorry.
Yes, it's a Mega Drive in Europe and Sega Genesis over here. But that's going to be wild. That is a wild concert. You're going to do an orchestra with Sega Genesis? I like it.
That will be interesting. It will be a kind of, I call it a communication with technology, actually. Because this is kind of my band. And I am the director of the band. Program, the Mega Drive, they play for me.
How did you know people were going to really appreciate this type of music? I mean, you went out on a limb here.
Well, I think techno music is very popular, but I always wanted to make techno music real techno music again. put an emphasis on technology on it, because in the style of Kraftwerk, in the style of Yellow Magic Orchestra and the style of the old school electronic music. And so I decided to go the real technology this time. And I wasn't sure if people will appreciate it or not, but I just did it. Don't care much if something is popular or not. I just do it. And well, I'm really happy it is popular, actually, and it's working well.
When you're making your music, what are you trying to communicate with your audience, especially with using these old mediums?
I'm trying to communicate the love for technology. I'm trying to communicate to be techno-optimistic. This is actually also the title of my album. And I try to communicate to the people to dive into technology and deal with it and be technologic.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Remute. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find more information on Bandcamp. Just type remute.bandcamp.com. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Remute. And thanks for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.